This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I'm going to probably tick a lot of people off, but I just think some things have to be said. I think we have a real, real problem here. Trying to avoid highlighting the differences between a boy and a girl. And I tell you why. I'm looking at a study right now, or I'm looking at a headline, that apparently there was a study that was done trying to see what school, it was at New York University Langone, I believe. And they say proof that girls and boys are born to be different. They say there's a controversial study that finds the brain differences between the sexes begin in the womb. And they say that the study found that male brains were found to be more susceptible to environmental influences, but female brains growing in the uterus produce long-range networks. Now, I mean, we'll talk about that, if anybody even wants me to talk about that, but that's not what I'm kind of upset about. You see the hesitation and the tiptoeing around how to bring forth some evidence that came from a scientific study, because they're afraid that it's going to be controversial, because it may highlight some differences in a male baby versus a female baby. Now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and again, I have only 11 plus years of scientific schooling and an MD, so, you know, forgive me if I'm not as educated as I need to be on this subject, but chromosomes, let's just go to that level right now, chromosomes. If there's an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, that's pretty statistically significant in biology. X is a very different chromosome than a Y. And in science, you're allowed to say that. If you're an alphabet guru, you're allowed to say X is a different letter than a Y. And in science, we appreciate the power of the gene. One little baby gene on one chromosome has the power to kill your child or not. Genes have the power to give you cancer. Genes have the power to give you longevity. Genes have the power to give you sex organs. So if the genes are different, if there's an XY baby versus an XX baby versus an XXY or an XYY, we talk about Klinefelter's and some of these other syndromes, genetic syndromes. In science, we have, until now, been able to say that that's pretty significant. Yet, we're not allowed to say there's differences in the male body versus the female body. I don't understand why we can't. Okay, I'm a girl, and I have boobies. And if you look at a guy who doesn't have boobies, anybody can tell, even an infant, that I am different from him. And if you tell me that I am different than him, I'm not going to be insulted because, yeah, I have to wear a bra and he doesn't. I think we are trying so hard to be politically correct and not insult anybody that we're actually really insulting people. You know, I have a lot of friends who are in the LGBTQ community. And it's embarrassing to them when people try to, you know, be progressive and tell a lesbian that she is equal to a man. If somebody who is homosexual has female body parts, you don't have to condescend and tell them that a female homosexual is not trying to be a man. A female homosexual is a woman who's a woman who is in love with another woman. Gender does not always, and gender identity does not always have to take a role in that. Now, you have some people who do want to. I have a family member who, you know, was born a boy and wants to be a girl. That's fine. But you have, you know, a select group of the population that wants to do that. But we're trying so hard to, you know, call people it and Z, and everyone's fine, and they're actually, it's insulting. And my biggest worry is, what are we going to do with science? Are universities going to be so scared to death to come out with a study that females' muscle mass may be less than a male's? Because it's going to sound sexist. If a woman has less muscle mass than a male, and I'm a girl, who gives a damn? I have way less muscle than my husband. I'm a girl. Now, there are girls that have more muscle than men out there, but, I mean, you know, if my husband is taller, has stronger bones, has thicker blood vessels, may have more stamina with exercise, great. He gets to kill the spider. He gets to chase after the kids. If I forget to put the parking brake on and the car drives down the street by itself, he's the one that has to chase it. Fine by me. I mean, you know, we are different. Men and women are different. Physiologically, biologically, genetically. And we have different functions. I know I'm living in a world where men will be able to give birth and women will be able to produce sperm. That's what we're doing in science. And whether some people like that idea or not, that's not for us to debate. But what I do have a problem with is anybody in the scientific field scared to death to write a report that talks about male and female differences. What if, let's say, a female's heart or spleen or brain or whatever is a half an ounce on average smaller than a man's? There are physiological differences that happen. You know, we can't change what the X chromosome gives us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a headline coming out of CNN saying physician groups are calling for taxes and regulations on kids' access to sugary drinks. Now, I'm a physician. So when I see in the news that physicians are calling for, you know, X, Y, and Z, I'm like, well, am I supposed to do something here? Am I supposed to be on a side? Did I not get the memo? So apparently a bunch of physicians have their panties all up in a bunch because the kids are their sugary drinks. And I'm going to agree with them. I'm going to side with them. But it just, you know, when these headlines come out and, you know, this is the first I hear of it, it's a little embarrassing, people. This is the problem with doctors and politics and doctors and any sort of public campaigns, right? It takes not all of us, right, get the memo. We're not on the same email thread. So we have, though, gotten the memo that sugary drinks are bad and that kids are drinking too much, you know, fruity drinks. So the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, okay, whew, okay, I'm in the family medicine. I'm family medicine, so it's okay if the pediatricians are, you know, taking this over. Good. They do a lot of stuff for us. The pediatricians, I love the American Academy of Pediatricians and the pediatricians in general. Because a lot of us family doctors are like, what? Really, it's time for the kids' vaccines? Yeah, you got to do it. Now we're doing this vaccine. Now we're adding this vaccine. Oh, okay, thank you, guys. thank you for catching us up. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you for enlightening us. And then we, as family doctors, go to our parents, going, yeah, well, your kid needs this. And we're now going to re-add the rotavirus vaccine, and we're going to be adding another booster to the pertussis. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so glad I go to you and not a pediatrician, because, I mean, wow, you could just see the whole family. I'm like, well, yeah, we're trained in pediatrics. Meanwhile, I go back to pediatricians going, okay, now what am I supposed to do? So we love the pediatricians. We really do. Pediatricians, you know, the pediatricians are some of the worst paid in the profession. It used to be family doctors and internists, but it's pediatricians. It depends on what research you read. And, you know, just like with teachers, the people taking care of our babies are the most crapped on. Is that a problem? Do we have our priorities not straight? Who makes some of the most money? Well, the one doing your boobies. Plastic surgeons, neurosurgeons do well. Any real surgical specialty, which is fine. They deserve that. But some of the lowest paid doctors out there are the pediatrician. And, I mean, the pediatric patient isn't the easiest patient. Now, there's a lot of family doctors that don't see pediatrics. Not so much because they're overwhelmed, but because it's pretty involved. It's a long, involved process. If the kid is crying, the kid won't let you examine him. I mean, a grown-up, you say, open their mouth, stick out the tongue, they go, ah! And they do that, and you're like, okay, you look great. Good. I mean, sometimes you get these women who sing in the church choir, and they're like, ah! You're like, okay, thank you. It's okay. Please don't sing. We're in a hurry. But the little baby, they're like, nah! Like, okay, but I need to look at your throat. You know, I gotta take a look at you so I can give you medicine. Nah! Okay, well, I need to take a look. Can I look in your ears? Nah! And you sit there and you try to convince them. And I trust me, I get in there. I mean, if I got to look in the kid's throat, if I got to look in their ear, I will get in there. Okay? Look, I'm a mom. And I'll tell them, look, you're outnumbered. You got two mommies in the room. And daddy. They look at daddy. Daddy's like, look, I'm outnumbered too, man. And I'm like, we are going to get into that throat. We're going to look in your ears. And I'm going to figure out what the hell is going on. So we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. But anyway, you spend so much time with, I mean, it's kind of intimidating, especially, you know, with all the pressure you're under, you know, to see patients and things going on and, you know, it's, and, you know, they're also, you know, you don't call them little people, but, you know, bad things can happen to them a lot quicker than a grown-up. And so, you know, it's hard work. It's one of the most challenging fields in medicine. The pediatric population, especially since your kid can't talk to you. It's being translated by mom. And mom may have some ulterior motives. Yeah, he's been doing this and he needs an antibiotic. Okay, well, yeah, okay, why do you think he needs an antibiotic? Why, I'm his mom. And I get that. Mommies know their babies. I get that. Okay, I know which kid farted in my family. That's how good I know my baby, okay? I know my baby, I get that you know your baby, but I need to try to get an objective exam on this child. Because if this child has croup, that's a much different treatment. I got to give this kid steroids. If this child has RSV, you know, I may need to give him breathing treatments, okay? I know you think he's got this and that and he needs an antibiotic, but I have got to identify if he has one of these viral illnesses and needs to be treated. And so it's very, very challenging. So I can't speak for every family doctor out there, but I am so beholden or emboldened or in awe of the pediatricians. Okay, so let's see what they have to say. And why are their panties all up in a bunch? So the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association released policy recommendations today targeted at federal, state, and local lawmakers. Woo! People don't think pediatricians are tough, you know, because they have the little toys on their stethoscope. But, man, a pediatrician can pack a punch. Trust me. Don't mess with pediatricians. and they encourage federal, state, and local lawmakers to implement policies that will reduce children's intake of sugary drinks like sodas, sports drinks, and juice. So they recommend taxes. Now, I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but it's I see why they're ticked. So Dr. Natalie Muth, a practicing physician and registered dietitian, says, I talk with my patients and their families all the time about the health harms of sugary drinks and the advantage of drinking primarily water and milk. But still, sugary drinks are a mainstay in many children's diets. They are inexpensive, easy to find, heavily marketed, and taste sweet. So children like them. But pediatricians are diagnosing type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, high cholesterol in our young patients. These health problems that we rarely saw in children in the past, these are health problems associated with high sugar intake. They say we have tried and failed to curb sugary drink intake through education and individual choices. Just like policy changes were necessary and effective in reducing consumption of tobacco and alcohol, we need policy changes that will help reduce sugary drink consumption in children and adolescents. So they say the policy statement specifically calls for, and again, I'm not 100%, you know, on board with this, and I'll tell you why. The policy statement specifically calls for an excise tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, federal and state governments to support a decrease of marketing of sugary drinks to children and teens. That I like. Federal nutrition assistance programs to ensure access to healthy foods and discourage consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks. And regulations that require added sugar content to be included on nutrition labels, restaurant menus, and advertisements. I'm okay with that. And then making healthy beverages like milk and water the default on children's menus. Implementation of policies in hospitals to limit or disincentivize purchasing sugary drinks. Out of all these policy recommendations, Muth said that the sugary drink excise tax has the greatest evidence and precedent to be the most impactful. Okay, so this is my problem with the whole taxing issue. I don't think that causing something to be another 10 or 15 cents or 25 cents more really does the trick. And I get it. It's a part of the whole thing. What they really need to do is like what we did with the anti-tobacco campaign, which, by the way, we're having ramifications of now with the vaping. But it just, we kind of got everybody on board saying tobacco is bad. And we made tobacco uncool. And we scared the hell out of them. So, unfortunately, that is probably going to be the only way to really get kids to not eat sugar. The problem is we also have a very politically correct world right now. So rather than showing these images of people with tracheostomy tubes and being cachectic, we're really not going to be able to show a bunch of overweight kids. Now you could say, well, yeah, you can just cut off the face of the picture and just show the belly and the boobs that, you know, a lot of the kids are getting when they're young and overweight. You still can't do that because there's this big movement to stop fat shaming. So we have this big push that, you know, you were born this way, this is your genes, love your body, be proud of who you are, don't be bullied about your weight. But then we have the other thing saying, no, your weight is not okay. And so I'm coming up with a different campaign. The campaign that I suggest is a no dessert for breakfast and lunch campaign. No dessert. And where these sugary drinks are considered dessert. And I'm still working on that, but you know, it's got to be something very catchy and very easy to say. I just don't know if taxing is going to cut it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democrats are demanding full access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at APEC, says,
"Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American. And even if some Democrats want to spend more time on discredited allegations, the American people can be confident. The President and I are going to continue to focus where we always have, on the issues that are most important to our country, on a stronger and more prosperous America."
Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska will be threatened with more flooding even as the deadly waters retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands of people in those states have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
Thank you
maybe
all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last February, on Valentine's Day, there was one of the deadliest school shootings at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And the death toll was 17, including 14 students and 3 staff members. Well, the death toll has now risen to 19 as 2 students, from what we're being told, has committed suicide. Community leaders are now urging parents everywhere to be vigilant and proactive in talking to their kids about trauma. And what we think happened is that some of the current or former students who survived the shooting have something called survivor's guilt. And it was enough to consume them and for them to choose suicide. We found out that a second student has now died in what police describe as an apparent suicide. Student has not been publicly identified, but was a student at Stoneman Douglas High. They don't haven't really released how that person died and whether the suicide was related to last year's massacre. But parents are saying we have got to take this seriously. Ryan Petty, whose daughter, Elena Petty, was killed in last year's shooting, said, unfortunately, what we've learned is that the survivors of a traumatic event like a school shooting carry with them a lot of guilt, anxiety, pressures, depression even. Now, Petty has a second child who survived the attack. And they established the Walk Up Foundation after the shooting with a focus on preventing suicide. We just have to assume as a parent that your child is not immune for that. Your child is at risk, and you need to take that seriously. Petty said the school district, committee leaders, law enforcement, concerned parents met Sunday to discuss how to address the trauma survivors are facing. Even if everything appears to be okay, you need to take that seriously, they said. You need to ask them the questions, have you ever thought about killing yourself? Have you thought about ways you might do that? Now, the students have been offered resources, they have been offered counseling, but there's stigmas attached. And a lot of students pretend that they're okay, or they're okay that moment you ask them. They're like, I'm fine. But they're not really fine when they go to bed at night and they sleep. They say, unfortunately, some students are not availing themselves to those opportunities, and some parents are not understanding that the risks of anxiety and depression in a post-traumatic environment, like a school shooting. So they're telling the parents to take it seriously, regardless of your proximity to the building and whether you saw it or not. You're a part of a school community, and that community is suffering. So, with teenagers in general, they just don't talk. You know, I've had a lot of experience with students of all ages, you know, especially postgraduate students. And some of them, especially this younger generation, they're very, very keen, you know, and a lot more open to talk about their feelings. I mean, in my age group, when I went to school, you never mentioned the D word if you were depressed or anxiety or anxious because people would think you were just looking for pills or whatever. But now, we kind of have a sort of society where it's okay to be depressed. It's okay to feel bullied. It's okay to, you know, have erectile dysfunction. It's okay. These aren't embarrassing things. So the one thing we've progressed on is that opening. What we haven't, though, progressed on, and we've taken a step backwards, is some of the privacy that some people may want with that. So, medical student, for example, let's say a medical student out there is depressed, and UNR School of Medicine has done a lot of research on medical student depression. There's been studies of medical student suicide and, you know, doctor suicide, etc. So, let's say you have a medical student who's depressed, but they know gosh darn well that if they bring up the S word, suicide, that they could be, you know, hospitalized. So, someone's depressed, so you bring up, okay, why don't you see a counselor? Why don't you talk to them? No, it's not that bad. Well, have you ever thought of suicide? Oh, of course not. No. Well, are they really going to say? If you're going to write that down, if that's going to be in some computer, and that computer has access, some of these people don't want to admit that. Or some of these people say, you know, no, I'm not that bad, I would never do it. But then at 2 in the morning, that's when the thought comes to their mind. And so the problem with mental illness is we think that, and mental illness, we may have to change the term. People think mental illness is somebody that, you know, has to be like, you know, like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Mental illness versus physical illness, where rather than you having, you know, a flu or diabetes, you have a malady that's affecting how you feel. We call it mental illness, but some people don't like the stigma that's attached. And so you have a lot of people out there, whether they're students, whether they're kids or teenagers or whatever, that really don't want anything demarcated like that. I mean, remember, they're a very smart generation, the younger generation. They're very savvy. And they're very, very aware of the computer more than we do. I mean, I can't tell you how many bad pictures of me is up there on the internet. I'm like, well, all right. But these kids are very careful. They're very calculated about what goes on a computer. And so if they don't want to have something that for the rest of their life could be on a computer that says Jackie thought of suicide, said she was going to take pills, these kids know better than us middle-aged folk to not tell anybody that. Now, as a doctor, I say, no, you have to tell somebody that. But they know that that's going to be on a computer somewhere and that that's never going to be deleted. And we wonder why these kids don't want to come out and tell us exactly what they're thinking or exactly what they're doing. You know, I do telemedicine. I can't tell you how many people just sit and lie. And, you know, I'll catch them in a lie going, no, you really don't have white spots on the back of your throat, do you? You know, you're just trying to get an antibiotic. People can lie. It's okay to lie. The pictures that I post of me on Facebook, well, many times have an Instagram filter. That's a form of lying. Because my nose does not look like that in the natural light because I'm using an Instagram filter. A filter just changes the way the light looks. It's really cool how that works. And maybe I do look like that if the sun is at 5:52 p.m. on a Tuesday in the spring, but that's not how I look like all the time. So it's okay now to have this picture of yourselves that you guys market, whether it's of your mental health, of your physical health. We're able to, you know, in a world of computers that can trace everything, be very picky of what we put out there. And I don't think a lot of kids trust the grown-up, trust the school, trust the computer. And I don't think a lot of kids think we can make them better. You know, the psychologists out there have a real daunting task. Because if they have somebody who's depressed, and that person does not become convinced that a therapy session will help them, that person will never go to therapy again. Which means, and they have to engage them, like within the first 30 seconds of a counseling encounter, many could walk right out of the encounter. And so if you're trying to get through to somebody, you have seconds to be able to do that. Keep them engaged, keep them to stay, get them, you know, to trust you, and then hopefully they'll come back for another visit and come back for another visit. Telemedicine's going to hopefully help with that because at least we could call so they don't have to actually get in a car if they don't want to get in a car. But it's not the same as being there, you know, in person, being able to hold their hand, being able to give them a hug. It's not the same. So will the average kid tell mom or dad that, yeah, they're thinking of suicide? No, they won't. They won't because their parents are going to be like, well, then you're grounded. Or you're not going to go, we're going to watch you all the time. The kids don't want to be watched. So we need to figure out how to get them to talk to us. And that's tricky. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com
and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So American Airlines are going to cancel 90 flights a day through most of April as a result of the FAA's decision to ground all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Now that follows the Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed last week, that killed all 157 people on board. According to American Airlines, in an effort to provide more certainty and avoid last-minute flight disruptions, they have extended cancellations through April 24th. This will result in the cancellation of approximately 90 flights each day based on our April schedule. By proactively canceling these flights, we're able to provide better service to our customers with availability and rebooking options. Oh, people are going to be ticked, but it's got to be done. They say Americans Reservations Team will contact affected customers directly by email or telephone. We know these cancellations and changes may affect some of our customers, and we are looking to limit the impact of the smallest number of our customers. Southwest Airlines is canceling flights just 5 days ahead right now. The fallout from the crash continues. Federal investigators and prosecutors appear to be raising questions about the process that led to the certification to begin with of that Boeing 737 MAX jetliner. There's been two deadly crashes, and we spoke about how these planes are having new and new software, kind of more autopilot, artificial intelligence type software, where if it detects something, the software takes control of the plane, and like if it detects a stall, then it'll put the nose down of the plane. But if the plane didn't stall, or if the people on board can manually correct it, a lot of these newer pilots are having trouble, from what we understand, with those two flights and the one that happened before the Lion Air crash. The plane takes over. We talked about how with the Lion Air crash that happened in Indonesia back in the fall, the flight before the deadly one, they were having problems with it. I'm not sure why the plane wasn't grounded. And it was an older pilot, more experienced pilot in the jump seat, who had to jump in and tell them what to do to override the software. Now, and this comes just a couple years after there's a big push for planes to be unmanned and controlled remotely by computer. I don't think I like that idea. On one end, you can't trust, you know, the once in a blue moon pilot who decides to crash, you know, the plane to a mountain like one did with Germanwings. On the other end, I just don't trust a computer. I've seen too many glitches. You know, we talked about the Da Vinci robot. The Da Vinci robot is phenomenal. It's like groundbreaking when it comes to surgery and robotics. But there has been a couple case studies where the robot decided to smack the patient upside their head. It's not a joke. I saw the report and clamped down once, you know, in the middle of surgery. Now, of course, the surgeon was able to override it. But, you know, we still don't, you know, have 100%. You know, accuracy with these things and reliability, and I don't think we're there yet. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. So last week the Dirty Dozen 2019 list came out, and I guess the Dirty Dozen is which foods contain the most pesticides. And according to Fox News, it's an epic kale, like epic tale, but it's kale. All right, yeah, haha. They say kale tops the list. I don't eat kale, so we're good. And this was released Wednesday by the Environmental Working Group. I am good. Studies examined the dark leafy green and found that a whopping 92% of produce samples had pesticide residue, according to a report by the EWG, the Environmental Working Group. That's a watchdog organization that bases its Dirty Dozen list off of USDA and FDA testing. So, according to Nikia Liba, the director of their Healthy Living Science program, they tell the Post that consumers should be alarmed. The last time kale was on the Dirty Dozen was back in 2009, well before the so-called superfood rose to popularity. It ranked 9 out of 12. Per this list, now, non-organic kale is the third most contaminated member of the produce aisle. Plus, one of the pesticides detected on kale, called Dacthal, has been banned in Europe since 2009 for being a possible carcinogen. Now, kale detractors say the leafy green's downfall is well overdue. They say it's time kale takes its, you know, moves away from the spotlight. I don't really know why there's such a competition to be the number one superfood. Well, I get it. I get sales. But kale has gotten bad press. One, I don't think it tastes that good. I think, well, maybe if kale is put on my sandwich and I don't notice it. I don't think I've had a kale salad. There was a highly publicized 2014 CDC study that kale was only the 50th or the 15th healthiest of the bunch of veggies. So I guess they say it's also kind of costly at Whole Foods. A bundle of kale costs $2.99. According to a non-organic bundle, Trader Joe's, maybe there's a 30-cent difference. But that's not what I really care about. What I care about is these top 12. And the Dirty Dozen kind of signifies that when you eat your vegetables and and you're doing what you're supposed to, that they may not be 100% healthy. And the one problem I'm starting to have, and I don't know if this is the media's fault or if it's, just the produce fault, etc., is when we have these foodborne illnesses, whether it's at a restaurant, whether it's with the food, vegetables or restaurants that serve vegetables or fruit seem to be the culprit. Now, we don't want people to go to fast food. We don't want people to go to, processed foods. But you don't really hear of a Hebrew National salami listeria outbreak or salmonella outbreak or E. coli outbreak because nothing can grow on Hebrew National salami. Yeah, I've made mine turn green by leaving it out once. I don't eat it, though. But, I mean, a food that's pretty processed and salted doesn't seem to get, have the issues. And then we have the vegetables and the pesticides. And so here you are going, I'm going to just eat salads. And I'm like, way to go. I love it. That is some real guts to, put down the meat and do that. And then you're told that you have a crap load of pesticides on your food. Whereas, your fast food 99 cent burger will not have pesticides on it. So, we really need to be on top of making these healthy foods healthy. So according to the Dirty Dozen 2019 list by EWG, strawberries are number one, spinach number two, kale number three, nectarines number four, then come apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomato, celery, potato, and hot peppers came in, I think. Why did hot peppers came in after 12? So maybe there's 13. Maybe it's a baker's dozen. Now, what do we tell everybody? Don't peel the fruit. All the vitamins are under the skin. Well, if you peel it, you can get rid of some of the pesticides. So if I was a parent who was trying to figure out what to give my young kid, do I give them the fruit or vegetable that has the peel on it and the pesticides so the kid gets their vitamins, or do I peel everything away and just give them the center? So hopefully to avoid, I don't know what the answer is. But we really put a crap load of stuff on our food. We do so much now. And I get it. I don't want bugs on my, I remember having strawberries and there'd be worms in the strawberry. And then I have to throw out the strawberry. I don't want to eat worms. So I get why we have to have pesticides and wormicides and all the other stuff. But, I think we've really, really overdone it. So, yeah. With that being said, I'm going to go find some chocolate cake because I rarely see an outbreak with chocolate cake. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.